wishful thinking. I wake up like a hot mess and somehow I make you want this. And I like to evaluate the moves you demonstrate, cause you're stringing me along. How can something so fun be so wrong? Desperate and you can't come over. If you like, but try not to miss from the mind of hitting my psyche, or else then my friends will be going mad at me. Just for shout out, tell me if it's me or the thought of me that keeps you going, that keeps you going, what keeps you going. Catch me if you can. I'll be sure at the end of the day that I'll have you dancing in the palm of my hand. I'm convinced that I'll win this game, and that I'll have you say in my name. You know you want it, you know you want it, you know you want on it.
Hello everyone, this is the Tangerine Dream Team Show, and I'm Coral Reef, and I'm here going to be speaking with Cassandra Farrar. Sorry about that. She's a great artist, singer, songwriter, and her band, The Left Brains, recorded this wonderful song that you're hearing right now, and we're going to be speaking about it and the rest of the album called Hello, My Name Is. Hi, Cassandra. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Getting kinks out of this little microphone here. So, Cassandra, I know that you're from Bay Area. Did you grow up here? And could you tell us a little bit about how your, you know, band got started, or however you'd like to start it?
Great. Yeah, so I am from San Francisco, born and raised in the city. And my band members are actually all from different places as well. So we kind of got together and we're a Bay Area band, so definitely keeping it local. How I met my band, I met Chris, my drummer, back in high school, when I was in high school, and we just started working together in the studio doing, you know, just a bunch of little things here and there. But he happened to know Dave, who happened to know Sean. So it kind of was like a chain reaction of how we all kind of met and got together. So, and we've been together ever since. So that's how we got started.
Oh, nice. And that makes you the ripe old age of what now?
24. I think, yeah, 24.
Oh, okay. So how you've been at this a while, maybe since high school, huh?
Yeah, I actually started playing the guitar when I was 12. It was a mandatory music class when I was in the 7th grade, which was pretty adventurous for the teacher because it was one teacher with 40 students. We just all had to go out and buy a guitar. But my uncle, he makes guitars, or he made guitars for a living, and so I had one just laying around the house. So I didn't have to go out and buy one, so that was nice for me. But we did the class for like a semester because the teacher realized this is way too much work for just one teacher and 40 students. But I kept playing ever since. So since I was 12, so about another 12 years now I've been playing.
And so you have a musical family? Sounds like your uncle might be also a musician. Or...
Yes. Yeah. I know. It's funny. Someone asked me before, like, so do you come from a musical family? And yeah, my uncle plays the guitar. My cousin is a really awesome singer. She does theater. My mom plays violin. She's not an active player with the violin. And let's see. My aunt teaches dance to her students. She's a teacher. So I guess we're kind of musical and theatrical and active, I guess, in that sense. Yeah.
that's really lucky. You have you had a guitar that you could, picked up because so happens that your uncle makes guitars.
Yeah.
Does he make custom guitars? Does he make any certain kind, and do you use them now?
He makes classical guitars, so I just happen to learn on classical guitar. I don't think he's not very active with making them anymore, but he did make them custom for his clients. But as of right now, I don't play his guitar, but we still have it at the home, and my mom plays it every once in a while, I think, but I don't, not anymore.
That's really interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw you play guitar. Well, I didn't see you in person, but I'd love to.
Yes.
On YouTube, playing and accompanying yourself, and that looked like you were right at home, you know?
Yeah.
Right? Do you play the other instruments as well?
Yeah, I picked up the ukulele for a little bit. My mom made it a habit to, buy me instruments for my birthday and Christmas. My birthday and Christmas are 2 days apart, so I kind of get just, one awesome gift, and that's about it. But that's fine if it's a good one.
Well, yeah.
right. So
my sister's like that.
Yeah, so my mom got me a ukulele 1 year, and so I've been playing that every once in a while, not too much. I actually do play the ukulele on two tracks on the album. And then another year, I ended up getting a mandolin, which I haven't played quite nearly as much as she would like me to. But I do have a mandolin. I can play a couple chords on it. I would love to play the piano, but I can't do it. It's just not happening. But I do play the guitar, and that's about it.
And who got the singing going? Was that a family thing too? As I noticed, you have quite an acumen for vocalizing.
Yeah, I don't really know how that got started. I just feel like I've always been singing, and I feel like that's just what a lot of other musicians say as well. But my mom would record me singing on a tape recorder. When I was younger, I did do musical theater a lot with my cousin. I feel like as a family, we really like the arts. I feel like we've just been drawn to it. And then myself, as well as my cousin, have just, ended up doing it more so as a hobby. But yeah, I've been singing since I was a kid. I don't really know exactly how I got into it. I just did. I'm happy I did, but yeah, from what I know, my mom says I have a bunch of recordings on cassette, just of me singing random songs.
That is really, really nice to hear. I mean, for me, I like the fact that you can draw from all that, because I was wondering if you'd mind if I play for everybody first a sample of how you maybe got started getting some of the fans that follow you by being on YouTube. Is that correct, or did you, or would you like to talk about, did you play live shows first?
Yeah, so I do play both live shows. I actually had my first show when I was 14. I think I did it as an open mic, and it was supposed to be a Valentine's Day present for the guy I was dating at the time, and so I invited him out. But I think I've had my YouTube following since that time as well. But yeah, if you want to play a YouTube song or...
Yeah, I'd love to. We'll start out. We'll just start out with something. We can go back. We'll play little bits of things, and I'll skip the ads.
All right, sounds good.
Well... Yeah, Chris, you know why I want to call you Christina, and I have no reason for doing that. I do not know why. Cassandra. all right, we're almost done with this commercial. I have a hard name, too. I'm Coral, and I get called Crystal and all these other names. So.
Okay, yeah, I answer the phones at work, and everyone thinks I'm calling myself Kathy, so I get called Kathy or Catherine all the time at work, so that's okay.
Well, here you are. Here she is.
All right. Sorry, I've been really busy, but I'm alive, and I'm well. that's a good thing. Bad thing is I've barely written any songs this summer, so I'm going to do a cover for you guys right now. This is an awesome song. I heard this song on the radio when I was in the car with my boyfriend, and he got me into them, so here it is. It's called Radioactive by Imagine Dragons. Thank you. past and best. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in all the chemicals. I'm taking in, shaping up, and checking out on the prison boys. This is it, the apocalypse. Whoa, I'm waking up.
You know, that's really nice. I think it comes across very well.
Awesome, thanks.
And obviously a few thousand people do too.
Yeah, I was really surprised that that video blew up the way that it did. And I think it's because at the time when I made that video, the song was being used as an ad for a video game that was about to come out.
So oh, yeah.
People were constantly trying to figure out the song on that ad and then came across my video. So that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, so what influences other than kind of the recent bands that are out now are you inspired by?
I would have to say Jewel as my main inspiration. I've been listening to her since I was 7. She was one of the first CDs I ever, my mom ever bought for me. And I really just love how she plays and sings. She's one of the few people that I can watch live in person and she will make me cry. So it's just that good. So I would definitely say Jewel. She's been around for a while.
I agree. I mean, well, she's not been around as long as I've been around, but I mean... I really thought that she did well when she started. You know, that was great that she got going so young. And who else? And like for bands, how would you say that you rate? What bands are you into?
I feel like in general, I'm mostly into solo artists. But if I have to pick a band, I would probably pick. G Love and Special Sauce. Granted, his band is mostly just accompaniment, and he really, to me, is a solo artist. He's just really awesome and funky. And I also grew up listening to No Doubt, and I like to think that some of my vocal abilities were inspired by Gwen Stefani, but I could just be tooting my own horn. But I do really like No Doubt. My dad loved her and loved the band, so we've listened to that when I was growing up, too.
All right. For those that might not know who these artists are, same again. Okay.
Sure. So the first one is Jewel.
Yeah, Jewel.
The second would be G Love and
G Special Love.
Sauce.
And Special what?
Special Sauce.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the No Doubt was the last one.
All right. So are they local? This is the last one you said was, right?
I don't know where No Doubt originated. I know G Love is from Philadelphia. That's where he's from. Yeah.
None that. All right. Yeah. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
No, that's fine. And Jewel's from Alaska.
Jewel's from Alaska. I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
like a quiz. I'm surprised I know all this stuff.
Yeah. In fact, on your album, which is called Hello, My Name Is, and featuring the Left Brains, the liner notes say that I think it was your writing. I'm not going to read it all the way. I did read that you're very introspective and have a reflective view of yourself, and it's really more like how would you describe it? It's more in your brain, and you'd like, and
yeah,
more so than maybe some other music, but you still like the style that you're doing, that it just may be a little bit more verbose than some people would sing, you know, more like talk about topics that are more, you know, on or philosophical or you know, would you say just more thoughtful, more inspired by thoughts and self-introspection and other things like that.
Yeah, I'm glad you think that. I guess I'm just a really big thinker. I don't know when it was that I became so fascinated with brains, and people think that it's just such an odd thing to say or to be fascinated by. But I am a scientist at heart. I majored in science in college, and I loved psychology. Contemplated majoring in psychology, but ended up going a different route. But I love the mind. I love how, you know, we can fully control our mind, but at the same time, our mind can control us. I've just always been so intrigued by that. And I always like to have some incredibly thought-provoking thought in one of my songs, or draw on like a science lesson I learned, or, you know, reference it somehow in a witty way just through the lyrics without being so literal. I'm so interested in the mind. I just think it's such a cool thing to think about. And sometimes it can get kind of redundant in my songs. At our upcoming show, we're going to try to incorporate a fun little drinking game by how many times I can say the word brain in a song. So if everyone's paying attention, they could either get really drunk. So it's going to be a good. It's going to be a good night.
All right. I think I will play the Ode to My Brain song now for all y'all out there. There.
Allow me to introduce myself to you. No one else other than myself. It's been a while since I've talked to you, or let alone even listen to you. I might as well become friends with you, cause you're stuck inside my head. Under the condition we agree to disagree, cause I've often been misled. So I hear that it's gonna be just as two for a while. For a while, no more butterflies, no more sticks or smiles. Might as well get used to being all alone. Might as well make my mind my home. Bedtime, or you like to talk to yourself while all the while you sing about brains, you sing about brain, you sing about the boy that don't even know your name. And hey, so you think y'all seriously going and say, I ain't yet know how it feels after all I wanna in the same. Cause I hear that it's gonna be just as two for a while. No more butterflies, no more sex. Being all alone, might as well make my mind my home. Make my mind my home. Hey, listen to me, I'm your worst enemy, but listen to me, I'm the best of your friends. Listen to me, I'm your worst critic. Listen to me, I'll tell you when to quit it. But my hemisphere knows how this will end. With my left side, it's left guessing. Chance will come, and my chance will come until then. We might as well sit back and have some fun. Sit back and have some fun. Cause I hear that it's gonna be just as two for.
Yeah, I love that piano part in there.
Yeah.
Would you mind introducing or telling who the players are on this album and this song?
Yeah, of course. On this song particularly, we have Mike Lichtenfeld. He's on the keyboards for that song, and he played other various songs on the record, too.
You
also, We also have Chris Marina. He's on the drums. David Demuse is on the electric guitar. And Sean Chapman is on the upright bass. And another Sean Hartman, also played on the record, too.
And they are the regular band members, the last of those guys.
Yeah, the regular, the official left brains, if you will, are Chris, Dave, and Sean Chapman.
Right. Okay. All right. So how fun was making this album? Was the music part really fun?
It was great. It was obviously something I've never experienced before. I did have a solo record when I was in high school, and that was a completely, they were two completely different experiences. The first one was a live record, mostly because I didn't know that you can record things on separate tracks and record over yourself. So it was really great to have this experience with the band, especially with guys who not just play instruments, but my band members, they're all crazy audio engineers. Like, they do that for a living as well. So they really knew how to produce and get the record going in the direction we wanted it to go in. But it was just a really fun process in general.
That's really great. For those that want to know right now how to find this, like find you online or something, I mean, I'm going to spend more time talking, but they should go to Cassandra Farrar. Is that online like that?
Yeah, so if right. You search Cassandra Farrar and the Left Brains, or even just Cassandra Farrar on iTunes, you'll be able to snag a download of the record that way.
That's great. Okay. And now, you call this kind of folk rock, but I hear it folk rock funky.
Yeah, so, I would love to call it folk funk music. That's just when anyone off the street just, you know, finds out I'm in a band, they're like, well, what kind of music is it? I say it is folk funk music.
Folk funk.
Yeah, that's what I would call it.
It's like... It's probably been used. I mean, that term's probably been used, but it's just unique, you know? I like it.
Yeah, great. Thanks. Yeah, I like to think that, because me, by myself, I like to think I'm really folky, but not country, just mostly folky. And when my drummer played elsewhere, he was really mostly like punk rock. And Dave, my guitar player, was really like bluesy and progressive rock. And Sean, my bass player, is really into hip-hop. So I like when we all get together, it's not just one of those things by itself. I really do hear a blend of all those things.
Ah, okay. So it is a collaboration of when you write, are most all the songs on this album all your songs?
Yeah, so all of the songs on the record, I wrote all of the songs. It's a funny process, I think, that might be unique to us about, who knows. The way we go about writing songs is I write the songs myself in private. I've actually never written a song with my band members, lyrically at least, in their presence. It's always just me by myself, and then I come into the studio, I'm like, hey, I have a new song. This is my part. These are the lyrics. And then they just hear the song once or twice, and then they jump in with their parts, which is really great because they can all play by ear and do all the things that a crazy musician should. So they just really feel the song and just jump in with their parts. I don't write their parts for them. You know, they come up with that themselves. We definitely bounce off ideas, but the record, yeah, they're songs that I've written, and they've written all their parts for it.
So mostly you don't, or have you arranged songs yourself that you would like to, you know, have just that way? Or is it?
No. Yeah. There are definitely, like, I do come up with my guitar parts. And I guess that's a limitation with me writing the songs by myself without them, is that when I bring it to them, I consider the song basically done. And so when they have ideas that they think, oh, well, we should, you know, add another verse or extend this part so I can solo for a bit, it's kind of hard for me to let go at that point because in my mind, like I said, the song is done. But that's, you know, really great with how the songs end up, you know, turning out in the end. like for one of the songs on the record, Fool's Gold, was kind of considerably different. But when I brought it to them, they ended up adding a really awesome solo part at the end and just kind of rocking out for a lot longer than was originally written, which I think turned out pretty well.
How about if we hear Fool's Gold right now?
Yeah, that would be great.
All right.
For mine, the takes way too much time to figure you out, but I think I'm getting closer and closer, but really I'm getting farther and farther. Can you tell me if I'm hot or cold? Cause I guess I'm about the season, but they're getting old, thinking that I'm right when I've never been more wrong. I'm struggling, cause you knew it all along, and this was just a trick. You let me
how that is a different arrangement style than prior ones we just heard.
Yeah, I like to think that we, you know, can really get emotional and dramatic when we need to be, but also be really funky and quirky at other times too. So it's a good blend.
You know, yeah, it must be really interesting working with a lot of people, but still having your own creative integrity means a lot of fun to have the help, the you know, supportive creative ideas gets you motivated and stimulated to write better too,
right? Yeah, it's always fun, like when I bring in a new song to the studio, because we like to rehearse as often as we can, but you know, sometimes there will be lulls and we can't get together, and it's exciting when I have a song that I've been playing by myself for maybe a couple weeks or something, and then I bring it to them and then they really bring the song to life, and it's really exciting for me, like having written that song, to hear their interpretation and their take on the song. It's really cool for me, and so when we're on stage it's even better.
Yeah, I thought now that I would go towards the big song that you made into video with a little feedback from the producer, and her name is Shala. I can't pronounce her last name that well.
Motamedi.
Motamedi, who is related maybe to one of you. To one of your band members.
She might be, yeah. Her son is in our band, and Sean Chapman, my bass player. And it's actually really funny because nobody knew in the band that his mom was a producer. Nobody knew that. And he didn't share that information with us. And so it was such a big deal when we found out. And it was funny when I did because, you know, like you mentioned earlier, I have a YouTube channel and I have, you know, some of a following. And I got a comment on one of my videos and it was just someone and they were like, hey, I would love to make a video for you. Like, you know, message me or something. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then another comment later, she was like, hey, my son is in your band. I was like, what? So I had to ask Sean about it. And he's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I was like, what? So that's basically how we got the ball rolling with the music video.
Well, here's a little from Shala right now. She says how she met you, and
right.
Here it is.
Okay.
Well, actually, you know, I don't know.
I'm sure she had the same story as I did.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to come back to that in a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. She says she met you because of her son, like just what you said.
Right.
All right. I have audio of it, and I think that, you know, perhaps when we're through here, I'll be able to use it. I guess I need to put that in the different place. It's not playing on this particular, you know, disc. It's not playing on our CD player. It probably needs to be in the computer. I think it's that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. How much did, or what, could you describe a little bit about making the music video? We're not able to see it here, but you could describe like the length of time it took and all that. Like when you started it, how long it took, and what was required.
Yeah, so the video we started filming actually a couple years ago, and it's been a really awesome process. You know, making the video, and it's been incredible. In terms of how many days we did the video, I think it was like 4 to 5 days total. Not back to back. Maybe a couple were back to back, but they were kind of spread out. You know, weather permitting and all that stuff. But the days were long. It was crazy. When you watch a music video, you know, with all the effects and all the stuff that we did, you never realize how long it takes and how much effort goes into, you know, a 3 or 4 minute product. And so I was just amazed at doing the process myself with how many people are involved with, you know, only me being on set at any given time, like how many people are in the background helping out. It's pretty crazy. But yeah, it was a great process. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, great. So was that a lot to do with the producer? How much influence did that have on your end product?
Right. Well, she definitely got like everything together. She was the one who like found all the locations to shoot at. She was the one who ended up picking the company we ended up working with, Guerrilla Wonders. So she definitely got everything together. So she's been a really big help and a big asset to getting this video done.
And tell us about where you shot the video.
Yeah. So the video was actually filmed at a couple of places. In random buildings just so we can have, you know, green screen going on. I think we were even filming like at a gym on some school campus, or not a gym, but just like a little like outbuilding on their campus, just to set up the green screen. The video is actually probably like 80 to 90% green screen, which is why the production was so labor intensive. But we also filmed some stuff in Monterey called Dead in the Ocean. I went to Diver Dan's, I think that was in Santa Cruz, to shoot in their pool. And then, most importantly, we were at Gallery 4 and 5 in San Francisco for most of the establishing shots in the gallery, in the art gallery.
So tell us the theme of the video. Before I play this song that it's going to be about, this song that I'm going to play, what's this video about? And how long is it?
Yeah. So I would say the video is basically about a girl who is reliving her memories with ex-boyfriends and all the like. And she's just reliving it in order to get to where she is today. And at the end of it, you know, she comes out being really happy after being so nostalgic and living things in her head, and or reliving things in her head, rather. So it's a very fantasy-like but also practical video when you watch it and when you hear the song, too.
And, okay, the song is called Moving Out.
Yeah, so it's called Moving Out.
I think I'll play it right now.
Great.
For them, but I'm all alone. Would you lie to me and make my home your home? I can't share, you still come with me. I get you somebody to watch TV with me. I get you somebody who loves me.
it, cause I've decided to live a simple life instead.
Cassandra, that was really awesome.
Yay, thank you.
That was called Moving Out. And that's the second song on your CD, which is Hello, My Name Is. Mm-hmm. I guess they say your name, Cassandra Farrar and the Left Brains.
Yep.
And this album was started in 2010, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what's next for Cassandra and the band, the Left Brains? Are you you performing any place in the Bay Area this month? Are you planning any more recordings or you pick other events you have in mind that you want to tell us about right now?
Yeah, so we do have a show coming up on Saturday, May 24th. And it's going to be our video release party. It's a big show that we're planning. And it's going to be at Neck of the Woods in San Francisco, and we're super excited about it. So it's going to be our first time playing the video at a show. That's really what the event and what the show is all about. So we're definitely excited about that. And in terms of recording, we're definitely trying to get something going. There's a lot of songs that we play together as a band right now that are not on the record, and we're really itching to get that going. We're really hoping to have an EP out again or even another record. That would be great. Because Hello, My Name, but I can't believe it. It's basically almost 4 years old, which is really crazy to think about. Wow.
Yeah, 2014 being now, you are playing some of the same songs now? Are you?
Yes, definitely still playing the songs from the record, but since that record has come out, we have some new songs that we're really wanting to put on a record. But we do still play songs from Hello, My Name, that's for sure.
Okay. All right. And so this video, can it be seen or received, purchased, any place? Video?
Yeah, so you can definitely find it online. It would be great to sell the video. That'd be awesome. We haven't set that up yet. But you can check out my YouTube channel. The video is up there. Or you could just Google Cassandra Farrar Moving Out, and you will certainly find the video that way as well.
Okay. Great. I've got a little something now.
Yeah, or if you come to the show...
I was checking some photos of my son on Facebook.
Now, this is the producer.
And seen some band pictures. My son is Sean Chapman, and he plays the upright bass for Cassandra Farrar Band. I started listening to Cassandra on YouTube videos one night. I loved Cassandra's voice, and I felt like I should meet her and suggest making a music video. So I sent her a Facebook message, and she replied the next day. That was September of 2010 and a start of a very long journey into this production.
4.1 KPFA in Berkeley, 89.3 KPFP in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, and online at kpfa.org.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, well, we heard it. We heard all, I don't know if you were able to hear all that. But so that was the first part of the producer's comments about just being involved with this. What more would you like to tell us? I could play a little bit more of this. She was just talking about how you started the project and how you got the director and
right.
some of the other things, the details, and how long did the shoot take. And
right.
So, yeah. So, are you...
I definitely love to tell everybody to watch the video if they haven't already.
Yeah, we would like to see it. So you say you could get it at your show, or you could go to the following sites. Tell us what they are.
Yeah, so definitely go to YouTube, my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/CassJammin'X. That's CassJammin'X. Or you could just Google that as well. And then also on my Facebook page, we've been posting the video like crazy. And that's just facebook.com/CassandraFerrar.leftbrain. And you could find the video there. Or, yeah, come out to the show. We'll be playing it for you guys. And you could watch the video on May 24th.
Great. So do you have any burning thoughts right now? I'm going to play some more of your music and we'll go from there, but
I don't think I have a burning thought right now. I'm just really focused on the show. I just want everyone to come out to the show.
All right. For I know all of you heard what she told you while I was trying to get more info here. Could you repeat where the show is for me, at least?
Yeah. It's on May 24th at Neck of the Woods in San Francisco.
And how do you get there? Where is it?
Oh, geez, I'm horrible with directions. From what I know, and I could be wrong, it is on Clement Street, but I'm not the best person to ask them how to get there. I would Google that as well.
Okay. Okay, great. That's right. Makes sense. What song would you like me to play off your album?
Let's listen to This Room. I think that'd be a good one.
All right, I've got it queued up, ready to go. Here.
Up this room, you don't gotta flip that switch for me. I wanna be my own light that fills this room. I won't expect you to be chivalrous to me. I won't expect you to do anything for me. I won't paint pretty pictures in my head. That way I won't be disappointed. I won't expect you to put down your life for me. I won't expect you to even call me pretty. I won't play moments in my head. That way I won't be disappointed. I wanna be my own like the fills up this room. You don't gotta flip that switch for me.
What is this song about?
So this song is about really being self-sufficient and not depending on other people to make you happy. And I was actually talking to a friend about, you know, relationship stuff. And, you know, I told her, I was like, yeah, you can't expect someone to just walk in the room and, you know, turn on the light for you, brighten it up for you. You have to do it yourself. So that's what the song is about.
Oh, that's a good pick. Yeah. Way to describe that.
Cool.
Wow. How many songs have you written since this album, do you think? Like
since that album? Wow.
Lots?
Yeah, I would say, at least 100 or something. I don't know. Like, in my lifetime, I've written, 300 songs, maybe. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was way too high of an estimate to have written 100 since then. But... yeah, I would say at least maybe like 50 or something like that.
And have you approached Jewel with like trying to cover any of your songs, for example, or are you going to go as a singer, solo artist promoting your own kind of work?
I have covered a Jewel song. I've actually I've covered Who Will Save Your Soul at a show one time. I think I actually played that on the ukulele.
Yeah.
And I think that's on YouTube somewhere on there. But yeah, I like to play covers every once in a while.
And have you asked any other artists to cover your music? I mean,
Oh, gosh, no. I would think that would be great. I've had, other YouTube artists ask to cover my songs. Mm-hmm. They can certainly do that. I think I've seen a video of someone, like, singing one of my songs, too, on YouTube, which was pretty cool. I haven't asked anyone to cover it, though, no.
Right. Do you have a manager? Or your group is managed by, or is self-managed right now?
At this time, it's basically self-managed. Yeah, we don't have an official manager at this time, no.
Wow.
We could use one.
So contact you, hon. Do you want to put a phone number out too, or just is it all there at your site?
It's all at the Facebook site, so for anything regarding like bookings or anything like that, I would definitely get in touch via Facebook. But you could also contact us at a HyperH email. I think it's like bookings@hyperhrecords.com, and that's also on our Facebook page as well.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice. So do you have younger sisters coming up that might be emulating you or anybody
I don't have to say hi to you at least? Who would I like to say hi to? And I would like to say hi to Vivi. I don't know if she's listening, but she was actually one of the only person I have met at a show who I did not know beforehand, but knew me through YouTube and stuff like that. So it was like an actual fan come out to the show, and that was really awesome. And she actually just had a music video come out too. So I guess if I can say hi to her, that'd be pretty cool. If she's listening, I don't know.
Yeah, this will be rebroadcast, and I'm going to post it on our site at Radio for All. So
great.
You'll probably be able to put that on your info once I get it.
Yeah, I definitely will do that.
And probably we're almost wrapping up this interview. So if there's anyone you would like to thank or any one person you'd like to remember or like who inspires you, you could tell us right now.
I would really like to thank, oh God, it's like I'm accepting an award or something.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Well, you know what? I'm gonna keep it classy. I'm gonna thank my dad. I dedicated my record to him. He's never been able to see me play or anything like that, so I would definitely like to thank him for everything and, you know, dedicate my work to him.
That's really cool. Are your parents in San Francisco?
My mom is in San Francisco, yeah. My dad has passed away several years ago.
No, I understand. My father has too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's Cassandra Farrar and the Left Brains. Hello, my name is. You could get this CD at probably, like she was saying, on. Probably you could get this at Streetlight Records, maybe, and Amazon or any of those.
Yeah, iTunes, I found for it sure. On Amazon, but they totally like jacked up the price. Yeah. I don't know how that happened, but I would recommend either going to iTunes, CD Baby, or coming out to a show,
which is going to be May 24th.
Yeah,
at the
Neck of the Woods
in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Well, that's really awesome, and I'd like to thank you, myself, Cassandra, for giving this interview today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It's really been fun to get to hear your music, and hope I can come, or I can meet you, and you know,
yeah,
we can go further, and maybe meet the band members as well. And so,
yeah, I guess, you can come on out to the show.
I guess I'll go out with... Let me say number 11. And this has been Tangerine Dream Team Show. Cassandra Farrar here with Coral Reef. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
this could exist.
Been listening to the Tangerine Dream Team show, Coral Reef. This is 101.3 FM, and please call in. You could send in any kind of monetary contribution to our Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Free Radio Santa Cruz, but we have a PayPal account at freakradio.org or to P.O. Box 7811 in Santa Cruz, California, 95061. Thanks for listening, and thanks.